This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Poetry, if you know the German. Exactly how I feel.
Nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Den Blick gen Himmel fragst du dann. Warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
Emergency Thursday broadcast. Pope warns nuclear war imminent. Potential end of the world at hand. As Hollywood, the global corporate press demand massive escalation of Western involvement in Ukraine. All right, here we are. The COVID news is completely off the chart, but then the War World 3 information is so big, and then you've got Biden completely disintegrating on air. I mean, he was a joke 3 years ago as a candidate. He was a joke, 14 months ago as stealing the election. He's up there talking about, well, every man or everybody knows somebody that's been caught in nude photos with children. I mean, anybody knows about somebody that has dementia? Any of their dark secrets or weirdness is going to come to the surface. And how the establishment can continue to stick him in front of cameras, not knowing what's about to come out. I mean, if you thought corn pop and the blonde hair standing up and the black kids are like roaches, he said that, not me. If you sit there and think that's crazy, well, you don't know people with dementia. So he's somebody with dementia that they give methamphetamine to. His pupils are just jacked out. And he doesn't know what planet he's on. And let me tell you what's screwing up society and civilization. It really is drugs at the end of the day. I was out in California for one of the biggest podcasts out there. And I was hanging around with a very interesting, famous person. And because I'm literally like an anthropologist. People ask, I got asked in my custody battle hearings 5 years ago, how often do you smoke marijuana? We hear you're a big drug addict. And I say about once a year, like a cultural thing, like a peace pipe. But it's so strong, I don't like it. Soros has funded, and other groups making it weaponized. And they laughed at that then. They're not laughing now. People aren't laughing now. They know how strong it is. I smoked some pot when I was out in California, where it's legal. And I still feel it 2 days later. Smoked it one time at one sitting. Was somebody whose initials start with an M and end with a... The point is, it's going to be huge when it comes out. But, I mean, I did it. Went in Rome as the Romans. And I'm literally feel like marijuana felt in 1990 when I'd occasionally smoke it. You take some cheerleader out on a date. She goes, let's smoke a joint before we go to the movie. You're like, I guess so. A few hits. Kind of feel like this. This is what marijuana in 1990 felt like. 2 days later, after I smoked it, I feel like I just took hits of 1990 marijuana right now. But that's because I never take marijuana, so it hits me stronger. But people that are on this stuff, you go to L.A., there is just plentiful weaponized marijuana, plentiful weaponized everything else everywhere, and fentanyl. And this is the chemical bio attack to take down America and turn us into zombies. And I'm not judging the people. You got to go in and be in amongst it all. You got to bond with them. So I could then have a national discussion about this. But if I smoked pot like that every day, I'd be like these people. Hell, I feel like I'm ready to lie down on the side of the road and go to sleep for a couple of months right now. I'm serious, folks. I took 5 hits off California weed and I can barely get up.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all 3 types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. Get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have some very big guests joining us coming up today, including in the next segment. But we'll introduce that guest when he joins us. Let me just read you a couple of these headlines here for you today. Pope Francis warns final catastrophe, close quote, quote, could extinguish human race. I really should do the whole show on that because he's absolutely telling the truth. Meanwhile, White House not interested in World War III. But all their surrogates sure are. Ukraine President Zelensky calls on Biden to be the leader of peace by igniting World War III. And they ask Congress for more heavy weapons. And guess what Biden does? $800 million mainly in attack drones. They call them drones. They're cheap, inexpensive missiles that can loiter and then accelerate to 300 miles an hour and destroy large groups of people or machines. We've got a report on that coming up. They shipped in a bunch of the Switchblade drone. Is there a peace deal Putin and Zelensky can't accept? And I agree with Rand Paul when he said Putin miscalculated. Yeah, why did he miscalculate? Why did his Foreign Service FSB head, their CIA head, why did they tell them that everybody was going to surrender? Because let me tell you, if I knew that there were stay-behind networks there, and that those stay-behind networks hadn't been compromised or paid off, that the Russians would be in big trouble, if I knew that, and I did, I told you, and the CIA's been over there training them since 2014, because I know folks that have been over there, but it's not even a secret, then you know Putin knew that, or you knew that the FSB knew. So, I mean, maybe Putin didn't know. He sure as hell has arrested the head of the FSB Foreign Intelligence Service and his deputies and a bunch of others. How dangerous is that? And then this breaks yesterday, Yahoo News. Exclusive secret CIA training program in Ukraine helped Kiev prepare for Russian invasion. Yeah. But it didn't start in 2015. It started in 1945. And the first war after World War II was not Korea. It was 1945 in Ukraine. That's actually in the mainline military history books. But, the Cold War started. An iron curtain has descended down, as Churchill said, over Eastern Europe. And so stay-behind networks that the Nazis had, the U.S. came in. That's why they recruited Adolf Eichmann and Klaus Barbie and Joseph Mengele and all the rest of them. was so they could control those networks and try to hold off the Soviets' political coups and overthrows in Eastern Europe. And in some areas they were successful, and most they weren't. But then those stay-behind networks never went away. And so the United States simply reactivated them. And isn't it funny? You can put seeds, almost any plant seed, in a drawer for hundreds of years, and they'll still be good when you plant them. They've dug up papyrus seeds in 3,000-year-old Egyptian tombs that sprout perfectly later. So you wonder why, when they put the Miracle-Gro of an overthrow and a civil war on Ukraine, when Soros did that, that up came up out of the dirt to Soros, beautiful comrades he fought with against the Russians in World War II. Beautiful comrades came popping back up because they were just laying there dormant for 75 years under the soil, their children and grandchildren. But still, I don't support Putin and what he's done. I know all the facts about it, or a lot of the facts, so I'm the bad man. Because, you know, you don't want the public actually knowing the pieces to make their own decision. And my decision is, let's end this war real quick. The West helped start it with stay-behind networks. Putin took the bait and came in. It endangers the world. Both sides have arguments. Let's end this now. Like the Pope said, we need peace, we need a deal, we need to stop this right now. And I'm not usually dealing, you know, agreeing with the Pope, or even Biden saying we could have World War III. It needs to stop. And instead of being on Ukraine's side, like all the left and the media is calling for World War II, or instead of being on the Russian side saying Putin's perfect and he deserves it all and he's right and let's get behind him and crush, you know, Putin's just start leveling cities, he'll show them what to do. No, let's not do any of that. If you had to blame somebody, it's Soros and the left and the globalists. I mean, if you have to pick who started this and who drew first blood and who got this all going and who poked the bear over and over again so it would come down the path and step in the bear trap, yeah, it's the globalists, it's the New World Order, it's Barack Obama, it's George Soros, yes. And they want to suck us into a global crisis that's the pretext for a global social credit score and a cashless society they now admit that is the cover for what 2 years of COVID tyranny did, destroying the economy. So the war is bad for the people. The war is bad for humans and prosperity and our basic liberties. And so knowledge is the answer. If the people know what's happening, they will live in liberty. If they don't know, they will live in tyranny. And so the answer is seeing the whole thing from a globalist perspective, but being against their agenda. Understanding what they're doing, but then saying, I'm not going to be part of this. I'm going to find a solution out of this so we don't kill each other and stop with this war model that we can't engage in now because of nuclear weapons and other things. Of course the biolabs are real. Of course all this is insane. The people running our country hate us. They hate us more than the Russians. One thing about being in L.A. for 3 days, man. I get sick every time I'm there. Was just like allergies, like the toxic dust. Every time I go there, I get a huge headache and just feel like hell. I don't know why I'm going off on a tangent here, but man, beautiful place, a lot of amazing stuff, but man, you don't want to build a big giant city of 10 million people between an ocean and a mountain range that captures all of the particula all there in one spot. But don't worry, toxic cities is the least of our problems. With nuclear fallout obviously on its way, if we don't turn around very, very, very quickly. Let me get into some more of the headlines here. Oh, how loving. I mentioned this earlier. U.S. sending suicide drones to Ukraine. What they are is drones that are missile platforms that one person can carry four or five of them. But the average person carries two in a backpack. They're about 2 feet long. And they can go out up to 5 miles. And they target the grid. Somebody tells you where the enemy is. You fly out to it. You see where your target. That's someone's targeting usually. And then you fly into it. And China's answer is they're sending in, because the Russians are already fighting these. You know, but by the time you hear about it, they were already fighting it. So the Russians don't have as many drones as the Chinese. So word is the Chinese have been flying into Russia tens of thousands of their drones that they were planning to use, these are little drones, for the attack on Taiwan if needed. And again, they hover around, they watch, they land on the building, they get solar power, they charge back up, they come and attack. There's a lot of different types of them. Some have got rocket assisted takeoff, but then use solar. And it's a big problem. And so the robot war is here. I remember 10 years ago telling there's going to be drone wars and all this. Oh, you're crazy. And now it's just happening. And overnight, we're now sucked in to oblivion. Enemy of the people. Fake news media begged for war during White House press briefing. We've got this slobbering event as a bunch of women call for war. I thought women were anti-war. Putin claims U.S.'s network of controversial bioweapons labs in Ukraine. I love how we're like back to square one. They're there. It's on record they're there. The U.S. government admits they're there. They took over the Soviet labs and expanded them. But because the media then denies it, while the Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, simultaneously admits it, we get caught up in a debate about whether it exists or not, as if we can't go out and find the fact that it does. That's called gaslighting. All right, we have the man that wrote the U.S. Biological Chemical Weapons Law, former top U.N. prosecutor, Slobodan Milosevic, and others on the straightaway to break down what's really happening with the bio labs and more. Dr. Francis Boyle, straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news, today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've got really one of the best experts we could have on about this. Dr. Francis Boyle went to Harvard and other universities and got the special degree, PhD, they only hand out once a year, the same one Kissinger got, the same one Kissinger administered. So he got that top view of the Anglo-American globalist arm. And then, of course, he did many other things. He wrote the U.S. Chemical and then later biological weapons laws, and was instrumental in the UN treaties as well. He was the lead UN, also prosecutor in some of the biggest war crimes cases ever, including Slobodan Milosevic. His pedigree is known. We don't need to go over it here because there's a lot to cover in the 45 minutes that we have here with him today. But to give a really real politique or 35,000-foot view of what the globalists are seeing or what's really happening there, I wanted to get him on. He's also an expert on biological weapons labs. I'm very frustrated in that I have hundreds of articles admitting that Obama and others went and basically refurbished these Soviet-era labs. It was in the Washington Post. It's not debatable. And then Victoria Nuland comes out last week, again, the Deputy Secretary of State, and the Ukraine expert, as they call her, and admits that the labs are there. But and then the media simultaneously says they don't exist. We made them up. And then you're a Russian agent if you say they exist. And then, oh, but the Russians have seized two of them that don't exist. USA Today and CNN saying they're going to attack us with them, but they don't exist. And so it just seems like we've entered a land of beyond the Tea Party and Alice in Wonderland. I mean, this is just, seems to me, not just propaganda, but a disconnected, incompetent State Department and White House. I mean, you've got Biden not knowing who he is. You've got the vice president saying that Ukraine is NATO, will defend NATO, and then Biden saying that Iran has attacked Ukraine and that Russia has attacked Russia. I mean, this is really scary. Maybe it's not incompetence, maybe it's something else, but this is wild. We have the CIA stay behind networks, the CIA now bragging in Yahoo News that they've been fighting the Russians since 2014, which we knew and told you from our sources, but now that's admitted. So it looks to me like Putin walked into a provocation and miscalculated and walked into a bear trap. I mean, I'm not lionizing Putin, but I know why he did it. And so does Dr. Francis Boyle. Give us a 35,000 view. We'll get into all the details like you love to do next segment. But just as an American, as a law professor, you know, as a person that obviously doesn't want nuclear war, in 6 minutes to break, what is your synopsis? If you were briefing the world, you are briefing millions right now, about the some knowledge of what you would call this sleepwalking into Armageddon, or what is it?
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me. I'm my best to your viewing audience. Yes, it's as I see it, we really have to start with the promises made by Secretary of State Jim Baker and many of the other NATO leaders that if Secretary General Gorbachev agreed to the unification of Germany, NATO would not move to the east. But once Clinton got in there, they proceeded to expand NATO to the east. The promises that Baker and the other European leaders made to Gorbachev were binding under international law. High-level officials who give solemn assurances, acting within their scope of authority, can bind their states under international law. It's a basic principle of international law. Even the Russian lawyers know it. I've been over there lecturing to them and things of this nature. So Ukraine was part of this project. And what we saw in 2014 was Obama-Biden launch a coup d'etat against a democratically elected government in Ukraine, the Yanukovych government. And Nuland, as you know, had a critical role to play. Those tapes were released bragging that the United States had put at least $5 billion into this clearly illegal coup d'etat. And then we effectively established a neo-Nazi regime over there in Ukraine, right sector, Azov brigades, many others whose descent goes back directly to collaboration with Hitler and the Nazis when they occupied Ukraine. And then we proceeded to arm, equip, supply, train, finance, and direct these people until, you know, until today. Biden's now arming them. To give you an example, then, the front lines at Donbass, where the Azov Brigade, these Nazis of the Azov Brigade, were besieging Donetsk and Lugansk, they're only 460 kilometers from Stalingrad. Now, I have visited Stalingrad. I've toured Stalingrad. And the genocidal bestiality of the Nazi army at Stalingrad literally took my breath away. Now, in December, as you know, the Russian government submitted two treaties to NATO and to the Biden administration. I've read them. I won't go through all of them here. There was a wish list. Okay. But the bottom line was Russia wanted assurances that Ukraine was not going to join NATO and that NATO would not expand, say, to Moldova and Georgia, which are right there too in this area. And for 2 months, the Foreign Minister Lavrov fruitlessly negotiated with the Biden administration over this. And Biden refused, absolutely refused, to make these assurances, which he should have given because they were required by the promises that Jim Baker had made for Bush Sr. And I think even today, I'm in favor of stopping the war. It could be stopped today if President Biden were to get up and announce and say publicly, yes, Ukraine will not be joining NATO, and NATO will not be expanding to the east in Georgia, Moldova, or elsewhere. And the rest we're prepared to negotiate, certainly over removing U.S. nuclear weapons for Europe, where they are there in five countries in violation of the 1968 Non-Proliferation Treaty, and also we will negotiate over so-called ABMs in Poland and Romania that definitely threaten Russia and can be immediately converted into offensive systems.
And Dr. Boyle, let's talk about this. I mean, everybody understands that if Russia moved troops into Mexico onto the U.S. border, we'd go to war with them in a matter of weeks, not a matter of years. And so it is true that all these treaties expired. The U.S. did not want to negotiate and let them expire. And so Putin saw this again is, wow, they've cut all their Cold War era and post-Cold War nuclear agreements. They're going to war with us. I mean, for people that aren't a diplomat like you, a top diplomat, former diplomat, that's a major provocation. I want to get your take on that when we come back and talk about where this is all going. But, yeah, the U.S. and Europe have gotten on a war footing with Russia, put troops on their border, committed war crimes in Russian ethnic areas, and the Russians doubled down and invaded, and now they're caught in a trap. This is the stuff nuclear war is.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population of the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So We had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You grow up reading about ancient battles and wars and famines and catastrophes. And then you read about World War I and World War II and Korea and Vietnam and altogether millions and millions of dead people, millions dead at Stalingrad alone that Dr. Boyle was just talking about earlier. And you just ask, could it happen again? And the answer is, well, certainly. We've gone longer now without a major war of World War II proportions for 75, almost 80 years. And people that have lived under relative freedom so long, like here in the United States, really have a normalcy bias because you've never experienced something like this. Well, I'm experiencing this for the first time in my life, but Dr. Boyle is not a Russophile. I mean, he ran the prosecution of Slobodan Milosevic. in that whole situation. But he knows the Russians, and he's written the U.S. law on this and helped write the U.N. law. And I wanted to ask him, too, about stay-behind networks and the CIA bragging, what we already knew, that since at least 2014, when Soros and the State Department bragged they overthrew an elected government, which is illegal, but the CIA always does, that they have been shelling and attacking that almost completely Russian-held area that previous to Lenin handing it over had always been part of Russia. And so that's that buffer zone. And so as a former top war crimes prosecutor, am I wrong in saying what the United States and what Obama and then Trump, by the way, continued it, authorizing it, attacking those civilians, is that not a war crime?
Of course, Alex. Indeed, at the time with the attack on Donetsk, I gave interviews in Lugansk saying this is ethnic cleansing, almost tantamount to genocide, what was being done here by these neo-Nazi formations over there in Ukraine that we put in power. We have to understand that, you know, from the Russian perspective, certainly President Putin's perspective, this is the Cuban Missile Crisis in reverse. And JFK was fully prepared to invade Cuba to take out those Soviet missiles if a negotiated agreement had not been reached. Fortunately, it was after 13 days. Well, in this case, the Russian government tried to negotiate with the Biden administration for 2 months and got nowhere at all on their main demand that Ukraine not join NATO and be neutral. And indeed, even Foreign Minister Lavrov said, well, if the Americans agreed to that, we could try to negotiate on everything else. They refused. Biden is still refusing today. As I said, Biden, instead of the weapons that Biden announced yesterday, you know, $1 billion more to add fuel to the flames, Biden could have just come out publicly and said, yes, Ukraine will not join NATO, and we're prepared to negotiate a neutrality status for Ukraine. That would block the roadblocks right there. Instead, it seems to me, Biden is using the Ukraine and the Ukrainians as cannon fodder to bring down the Putin government and destabilize Russia. This is pursuant to the longstanding Brzezinski plan. I went through the exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Brzezinski before me. And Brzezinski, it is well known, wanted to crack up Russia into its constituent units. And that's pretty much what's going on here. Brzezinski was the guru for the Democratic Party, going back to President Carter. He was the mentor to Obama at Columbia. He was in charge of foreign affairs, defense policies for the Obama campaign.
So this is really the ghost of Zbigniew Brzezinski.
I believe so, yes. And you have to understand that Biden and all the Bidenites work for Brzezinski. Worked for Obama, and Brzezinski put them in power. All his acolytes, proteges, etc., he put into the Obama administration for 8 years, and now these same people are back, but they've all been promoted.
Let me ask you this question. It's a simple one, but it's also super complex and probably hard to quantify down to a slogan, but is this incompetence, or is it incompetence running a previous plan to trick Russia into a new Cold War proxy war like Afghanistan? But this isn't Afghanistan, this is Europe. I mean, this is a disaster, obviously, for Russia and the rest of the world. What would you call this that's gone on? The West picking a fight with Russia?
These people know exactly what they're doing, Alex. White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, was behind me at Harvard Law School. Jake Sullivan went to Yale Law School. The Secretary of State, Blinken, went to Columbia Law School, the three top law schools in the country. They know exactly what they're doing, and they have triggered a plan. And as I said, they are using Ukraine and the Ukrainians as a battering ram against the Putin government and against the Russian Federation.
Well, I totally agree that this is premeditated, and so it makes the West the bad guys. Even if Putin is starting to, you know, try not to commit atrocities, but he's going to have to, it looks like, as this continues on. But let me ask you this. How do you see this gut level ending right now? Putin, I can't say face unless he gets some type of deal. Looks like deals aren't coming. He's going to have to escalate somehow to try to defeat these embedded Nazi forces that are hiding behind women and children. That's confirmed. I mean, how does he thread that needle when all the Western propaganda is against him?
I really don't know, Alex. There's this 15-point peace plan. They say they're making progress on it, but understand, these are negotiations between the Russian government and Zelensky government, and he's our puppet. He does exactly what we tell him to do. So the real decisions come out of Biden and the White House. And right now, I have seen no indication that Biden and the White House want to see this stopped. That's what concerns me.
Well, I want to talk about the bioweapon labs. You're really the expert on that. But a few minutes before break, what can we as a population do to try to de-escalate this and stop this? I see what the Pope is saying is positive, and other leaders saying we don't want World War III. Tulsi Gabbard is being attacked for calling for peace. But I think we have to ignore the warmongers and, you know, stand up and protest.
Right. I think we have to demand that Biden himself publicly proclaim that Ukraine will not join NATO, that they are prepared with Russia to negotiate a neutral status for Ukraine along the lines of Austria, Sweden, or Switzerland. That can be done tomorrow. It can be done now, today. But again, yesterday, Biden called for another $1 billion of high-tech weapons. So that is the problem right there, that it does not appear Biden and the Bidenites want to negotiate in good faith with the Russian government.
And is that not, I'm not trying to pile on the U.S. government, because it's obviously, though, like an out-of-control, corrupt, anti-American force, but isn't it a war crime to hand out $800 million mainly of Switchblade drones to civilians and just let them have these super high-tech, plastic explosive-tipped, two-foot-long rockets to fly around and kill whoever they want? I mean, that sounds like handing out plastic explosive or hand grenades to three-year-olds at their preschool. I mean, is that on a war crime to dump a high-tech weapon like that on the population?
It depends on where they're going to use those weapons. If they use those weapons on civilian population centers, we're aiding and abetting war crimes, right? And by the way, Biden is already doing this now down in Yemen against the Houthi population. We are arming, equipping, supplying the dictators there in Saudi Arabia to inflict these atrocities on Yemenis. So much for Biden's concern for democracy.
All right, Dr. Boyle, stay there. We'll come right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking news. National Ukrainian television with major pundits yesterday invoked Nazi leaders calling for killing every Russian, including their children, because, quote, if you wipe out the youth, they can never grow up to fight you again. Ukrainian TV host calls for genocide of Russian children. But it gets worse. Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's just gone live at Infowars.com. There's a video of it. We're doing the German translation. But he's speaking to them in German, because a lot of them speak German-type dialects, talking about how his father fought the Russians and how they're fighting today. So they're not even thinly veiling this now. I mean, this is just like Twilight Zone. And his dad did fight at Stalingrad and did actually fight in these areas. And was in the SS and highly decorated as well. So Dr. Francis Boyle, again, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Laws, Chemical Laws, former top U.N. war crimes prosecutor, this has reached Twilight Zone proportions now with Schwarzenegger coming out and saying this. I mean, this is really refighting World War II, it looks like.
Well, Alex, you're right. That, you know, we, as I said before, we did install a neo-Nazi regime in Kiev, direct descendants of the Ukrainians who collaborated with Hitler and the Nazis. And you're free to correct me if I'm wrong. Yes, the United States government in the past has covertly cooperated with Nazis, going back to Operation Paperclip. But again, to the best of my knowledge, this is really what's going on in Ukraine.
It is, 100%.
We have openly, overtly, and proudly armed, equipped, supplied, trained, financed, and directed Nazis in a Nazi regime. You mentioned Leningrad. Stalingrad. I toured the front lines at Leningrad where the Nazis starved to death a million Russians. I'd been toured the front lines at Moscow, and that was right at the Nazis got right near the end of the trolley line into Moscow. And then, of course, Stalingrad, where I was greatly honored to pay a tribute to the defenders and victims there at Stalingrad. The savagery there, the Nazis just took my breath away. So you can understand, the Russians lost the Soviet Union 25 million people to Nazis. So, of course, they're not going to tolerate a Nazi regime right on their borders, armed, equipped, supplied, trained by the United States and NATO, and being used against them.
Sure. What do you make of Schwarzenegger crawling out from under his rock to talk about, his father fighting Russians and he stands with Ukraine? I mean, you literally have the son of an SS officer who did do what he said he did, literally out showboating right now. This is bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, I think Schwarzenegger said something publicly. Well, there were good things about Hitler and the Nazis.
They told Rolling Stone that I admire Hitler, yeah.
Right, and my youngest son at the time asked me about that, and I just said, son, the Nazi party here in America has publicly threatened to kill me. So don't forget that. And that was my answer to my son. So
Definitely a weird Nazi call. And let's be honest, Putin's Wagner group, which is a paramilitary that has a bunch of stuff, the head of that's a Nazi. And he's fighting the Ukrainians right now. So obviously the biggest group of them is in Ukraine, but the Russians have got them too. I mean, I don't get how you can have any Russians after 20-plus million got killed supporting Hitler. There's Gustav Schwarzenegger with a Hitler mustache. I mean, he was so pro-Hitler, he had a Hitler mustache. I mean, I just can't make this up.
Well, Alex, we've discussed this before at the start of the COVID pandemic. This is a Nazi mentality that is finally coming out a generation after World War II. Right. The Nazis have won. That's what we're dealing with here. Yeah.
All right, so let's. And the most important point you're here for, and I appreciate your time. I'm sorry I got here late today. I had emergency stuff to deal with. The chemical situation, they're saying the Russians are going to launch a chemical attack with no evidence of that. That looks like another Syrian red line to me. I want your view on that. And then the bio labs, just the long and short of that, because you're one of the top experts on that.
Right, Alex, this goes back. I know we have a short period of time.
If you can hold 5 minutes over, that's fine too, but go ahead.
Okay, good, because there's background here. I mean, we just can't say, well, what's going on now today? Back in 1985, at the request of the Council for Responsible Genetics, I gave a congressional briefing on the Hill against the Reagan administration and its neocons abusing DNA genetic engineering for the purpose of research, development, testing and stockpiling for use biological weapons. And at that time, I called for U.S. domestic implementing legislation to make this a crime. I then proceeded to draft that legislation, and with the council, we lobbied it through Congress. And my legislation, the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, was passed unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress, signed into law by President George Bush Sr. with the approval of the Department of Justice because I put life imprisonment in there. And that's how long I've been working against U.S. biological weapons and biological weapons by other governments around the world. We've talked about the Wuhan BSL-4 being China's Fort Detrick, and I've been very candid about that. So, yes, these reports coming out of Ukraine today are fully consistent with the United States government supporting biological warfare against Russia. And if you take a look at the map, you'll see large numbers of biological warfare weapons surrounding China. So, yes, I've read the reports. They certainly sound credible to me. The Russian ambassador has said he's going to produce a detailed memorandum before the Security Council. I've instructed my research assistant to keep an eye out for that, and I will read it. But, yes, there's the map. Right. Those are offensive biological warfare weapons facilities. They've been bought and paid for by the Pentagon itself. You know, the Pentagon does not engage in missionary activity. They kill people. And that's why those are there. I have no doubt about that in my mind. Indeed, earlier, I gave interviews to Russian news media about American sources over there harvesting the DNA of materials of Russians. And they asked me why. And I said, simple, because they're going to try to create an ethnic-specific biological warfare weapon against Russians if they can figure it out. Now, I'm not saying they have, but there's, you know, there's previous history of the U.S. government doing this.
Well, yeah, I mean, Dick Cheney bragged in a major PNAC statement that the U.S. should develop and had developed race-specific bioweapons.
Right. This is the neocon agenda. And Newland is a part of that that just spilled the beans here. Sure.
And you also went to the, you have a degree in the, from the Chicago Business School, the same. So you've got a double degree from the Chicago Business School and from Harvard, the special PhD. There's only one a year where they read you into this.
Well, no, I didn't. I did get into the University of Chicago Business School, but after 2 years in the college there, but I decided business was not for me.
Try to do that. You've gotten a bird's eye view like almost nobody else that didn't go along with them.
Right, well, I do have a J.D. magna cum laude from Harvard Law School, yeah, as well as that A.M. and Ph.D., right? But the bottom line is...
But the bottom line is, correct me if I'm wrong, the Chicago Business School is extremely fascist.
That's correct. And as I said, I got in there after 2 years in college there, and basically the whole University of Chicago, where I graduated at the top of my class, they're all Straussian neocons. And Leo Strauss's mentor and sponsor in Germany was Carl Schmitt, who was the leading Nazi law professor of his day, who justified every hideous atrocity Hitler and the Nazis inflicted on everyone, including the Jews.
And to explain this, the West, the U.S. and England defeated Hitler. There was a major strain of that here that had kind of really come from the U.K. and the U.S., that is now just constantly reinfecting. There's a fascist model. And the moral is, fascism didn't come from Germany. Hitler just adopted what Mussolini was doing, and that got adopted here to a certain extent.
Well, I had a good friend who attended all of the Nuremberg prosecutions and edited the 10-volume series on Nuremberg judgments, who's an expert on this, no longer with us. And he said that, in his opinion, in order to defeat the Nazis, we had to become like the Nazis.
Stay there. Incredible. Back in 2 minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.